I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution is picking up in certain locations around the world. Stay tuned to learn where. And then later, the church behind bars is thriving in Nigeria. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But first, as Easter celebrations end, many Christians around the world are taking up their crosses to follow Christ. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says that the last 5 years have marked a significant rise in persecution of Christians.
That's certainly true on the continent of Africa. It's certainly true in China. It's true in the Middle East. It's true in North Africa. And some of that is a good news story, because part of the reason for that is there's more Christians in these places. There's more Christians in the Middle East. So yes, there are more Christians who are facing persecution. The church is growing in China. So yes, there are more Christians who are potentially arrested or beaten or put in prison. So that there's a good news side to that story. Like, the church is growing, so there's more persecution. But there's a bad news side too, because that means there's more of our brothers and sisters who are suffering.
According to the recent World Watch List from Open Doors, more than 380 million Christians face very high persecution. With the benefits of fast internet and phone connections, the stories of these Christians are often known within minutes. This knowledge helps to push the number one thing that persecuted believers ask for: prayer. Nettleton challenges those of us who are not facing such harsh persecution to action.
So number one, commit to pray. Number two, educate yourself so that you can pray more effectively. And then number three is, whatever God asks you to do, do it.
There are a lot of ways to support the persecuted church. See today's story for how you can learn more, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, the heat of the headlines from the Middle East and North Africa mirrors the pressure inside Sat7 Arabic Media Ministry. Every day, the team faces at least four major challenges. Executive Director Rami Al-Halasa says the first challenge is offering hope in the midst of crisis.
We want to function with a crisis response approach, where anybody who's watching Sat7, anybody who follows Sat7, will find something that will help them go through the crisis, go through the struggle, the challenge, with at least some hope.
The second challenge, staying clear of political entanglements, called to be a voice for the church and to shed light on injustice, Sat7 navigates complex and often controversial stories with wisdom.
If this is unjust, what's happening, we have to say it's unjust in our biblical way, not in a political way.
Another challenge is misinformation, like the claim that no Christians remain in places like Palestine or Lebanon. Rami says they recently interviewed a Catholic archbishop to spotlight believers living under constant shelling.
It's our duty and our responsibility to keep educating our friends as well.
The final challenge, an ongoing prayer request, is for safety and peace of mind of Sat7's team as they serve through war, inflation, and natural disaster. And finally, since 1989, Prisoners for Christ has been bringing the gospel to people in jails and prisons around the world. Last year, the ministry saw over 2 million attend PFC programs, with over 73,000 decisions made for Christ, according to PFC President Greg Von Tobel.
Because we're very evangelistic, we also have to be very discipleship oriented.
The International Bible Institute offers quality discipleship curriculum for prisoners in developing countries, training inmates to plant churches. In fact, authorities in Nigeria are taking notice of the impact.
The good news always gets back to the Department of Corrections headquarters, and they are absolutely thrilled about the changes they're seeing.
Now PFC is hoping to open even more IBI programs in regions that are currently suffering from ongoing violence. It costs about $23,000 to run an IBI for 6 years.
That is not a lot of money we're expending to find people come to know the Lord and get them discipled. We're seeing terrorists that might be arrested coming to know Jesus. And so that's the beauty of the IBI, is we're using the current population to win souls.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.